Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, Ashley here, letting you know that you can listen to The Twilight Effect ad-free on Amazon Music.
You are listening to The Twilight Effect, an unofficial Twilight podcast. Hi, everyone. I think it goes without saying that we're back. We kind of toyed around with the idea of whether or not we were going to end our season or whether or not we would do a couple of extra episodes, which we all know what side Mel was on, clearly.
I was pushing. I was pushing
this
hard.
I think this is your masterworkery. Is that a word? No, it's not.
Yes. Everyone came through so hard. It was so cool.
Oh yeah. I actually just did an event and met a bunch of fans and had so many people that loved the podcast so much and maybe let it slip that we were doing a couple of extra episodes. And I was like, don't tell anyone.
Did you?
but it was just so sweet that they, you know, people really love Twilight and they really loved our podcast, and it really meant a lot to me. So I'm super excited to be back.
You know what else they love? They love our friendship, and I love that.
Look what I got for you. Also, happy birthday, Mel. One of the fans at the event got you a birthday gift.
That is so sweet. At the event you just went to?
Yeah.
You know, I'm not even joking. Sorry, I'm so stuffy right now. It's a mess. But I got home from Tennessee, and I'm like, Tom, can you just look at flights? I'm just curious what it would cost. Because people were asking me if I was going, and they wanted me to go. I'm like, oh, man, we looked at it. It was actually like really expensive, like really, really expensive. So I did think about going, and I wish I could have gone, but that's so cool.
Well, I keep everyone, you know, I was in St. Helens, but everyone keeps mentioning Forks, and I'm like, yes, we're going to get to Forks. And I actually met the couple who owns the Bella Swan House.
I did,
and I was like, yo, listen, I know you guys are booked up for like 14 years, but is there any way we can get in there? And there's like certain like time slots that we could probably figure out, like we could go down for the day and just like see it and be there.
I am totally in.
Cool. So even though we took a break from recording, we have been fully immersed in all things Twilight. I actually finally started reading Midnight Sun, which is pretty awesome. It's fascinating. I'm sure one of the episodes we're going to talk about this. But we have to. But it is really fascinating seeing it from Edward's perspective, and I had started it a little bit before, and then got, you know, things happened, had a baby, but I'm really enjoying it, so I'm interested to hear fan perspective.
I like how you just glazed
too.
Right over that one. We've been gone. You've had a baby.
Yeah.
Let's just like circle back around there.
Yeah.
We went on a break, and you had an actual child. Created a little human. Little Kingsley Rain, how is she? How's motherhood?
She's perfect. She's so cute. I mean, it is like, it's literally every day you're just like, oh my gosh, you grew so much and you're doing this new thing and I'm going to stare at you for 4 hours. But she's really good. You know, like babies are a full-time job, but it is really, really incredible. It's just like, you know, you have two kids, but like every day I wrap my head around the fact that I'm like, oh, we made this.
Isn't
and it's ours
wild?
Forever.
You want to know what's a real trip? Is her egg was in you while you were in utero of your mom.
I know, it's nuts. Pieces of her still live inside of me.
Yes.
Which is also it's so cool. But we're all obsessed. My parents, I think, don't live here, but like kind of do now, because my dad and the dads in particular are such softies. Like they're all screwed. Like my husband Paul's screwed, and my dad and his dad are just like putty in her hands. And it's really, really sweet.
Oh, and Paul is a father. How's that?
I mean, he's everything we knew it would be. A champ. He's been really, really great and really helpful. I'm so grateful to have a partner that's just like very hands-on and makes you, you know, even though it's a, like having a kid is the most wonderful, beautiful thing you can ever do, but it's also can feel quite lonely sometimes in the beginning because it's, you know, it's predominantly you, like you are the life source keeping this child alive. And so he's really sweet. And like, even if it's like me feeding or putting her to bed, he'll like just sit beside me so that I have a partner in that moment, which has been really, really helpful.
I love that. And I love that your mother, I'm just over here turning 40 and being sick for a month, but here we are.
You're ahead of the, I mean, I'm catching up to you. I think, when did you have your first one at 35? Van?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm right on track.
Oh, well, technically 36, I guess. It's 35, 36. I don't know. You start to lose this stuff when you turn 40.
I'm now blaming everything on the baby. But it's really, really good. What have you been up turning 40? So you had your 40th birthday.
I had my 40th birthday. It was absolutely the best celebration of my life. I want to turn 40 every single year. But I have been like battling this cold situation and I've just been, it's the most celebratory time of the year for us. And so I just keep like knocking myself back down again, which is why I sound like I can't breathe through my nose because I can't. But getting better and I'm going to chill for a bit.
Yeah. Well, it's the holidays.
And just enjoy. Yeah. I'm going to enjoy 40 until what happens next? Thanksgiving. I have until Thanksgiving.
Yeah. And then we have this, which I'm super excited to be jumping back in because it is, you know, I think we have so much fun doing this. And so it's a really nice kind of entry back into my life pre-baby a little bit. So without further ado, we are going to, for our first episode, well, it's not our first episode, but our additional episode, part one, we are going to let you guys watch the live event that we did. So for everyone who couldn't be there, you can watch and listen to the live event that we did with Peter Facinelli, which is so fun. He is...
Because we love P-Fatch.
Everyone loves P-Fatch. I just feel like he has this like vibrance and excitement about him and he has so many great stories and I've known him forever and still haven't heard half the stories that he has. So, I'm excited for everyone else to be able to get in on that. So without further ado,
I'm excited to watch the live.
I know. It's like, even though we lived it, it's going to be really exciting.
Yeah. But I was also having like an internal heart attack as it was happening. So it'll be nice to like, you know, experience that from the other side. Watch myself go through
chill.
That. Yeah.
All right, cool. So without further ado, here is our live event that we did with Peter Facinelli.
All right. I think we're live. Hi, everyone. I'm Ashley Green-Corey.
I'm Melanie Howe.
And welcome to the Twilight Effect live stream. This is the first time we're doing this, so we'll probably mess up. It'll probably be funny.
I'll definitely mess up.
I may have to stop in the middle of it for a bathroom break because I'm super pregnant. We'll see how it goes. But we're really, really excited for you all to tune in from around the world for this very special event. First of all, we want to thank you all for tuning into our podcast every week. It really means so much to us. Revisiting Twilight after all this time and seeing how much it resonates with people has been so rewarding. Also, if you haven't already, it's not too late to buy a ticket for our Q&A after party. We'll be answering all of your questions right after this. So join in.
Yeah. This experience has been so wild for me. starting off as being a huge twihard and then meeting you like a month after the last movie went out in theaters.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're 10 years later, I'm sitting here.
Now I roped you into this.
It's just so wild. I don't know how I ended up here still after, 22 episodes?
Oh, yeah.
But it's just been the time of my life. And yeah, my goodness.
I can't believe we're coming
here. Here I am with Ashley Green and Peter Facinelli. It's insane.
I know. Yes, Peter, thank you so much for joining us.
I'm super excited to be here.
Yeah.
I'm super excited. I was like, I didn't know if I was on camera or not.
We're supposed to intro you guys, later,
that's
I think.
Okay.
But like, you're
I'm Peter Facinelli. I'm sure you guys know who I am if you're on this podcast. So.
They better know you as Carlisle. They're like, that's not Peter. That's Carlisle. But everyone said such good things about your episode and loves you so much.
Thank
and so we're
you.
So happy to thank have you back. So thank you.
Means the world to me. Yes. Closer. Sorry. Here we go.
There we go. Now we can hear you. I want to know where everyone is tuning in from. I did some fan meet and greets before this, and it was really, I had a couple of people from Scotland, some people from Tokyo, some really.
Yeah, how many people we got on?
Ooh,
I
don't know.
Where's everyone from? Tell us where you're from in this little chat box.
We've got a lot. I've seen Canada, Cincinnati,
I had a lot of people from Chicago too.
I have my husband at home watching with our kids, which is super
My husband
sweet.
Is probably not watching.
Chime in. Where are you all from?
Oh my gosh, Let's it comes see. Coming through so fast.
It really is coming through so fast. You guys are so fun. Mm-hmm.
All around.
Daddy, adopt me.
He's like, I already got one on the way.
We have
I'm like the guy who lives in the shoe, the old lady who lives in the shoe with like 100 kids.
We have Philly, New York, Tokyo, Japan, Delaware, New Mexico.
Hagozaimasu. Yoroshiku negishimasu. That's a little Japanese.
What does that mean?
Wow.
It means, you're like, I think it means hello, good morning, nice to meet you. Something like that.
Oh,
that's impressive. Yeah. Belgium. Washington
Hello,
State.
Belgium. Well, all of you, we're so excited to have you. Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. We have so much in store for you. We are going to be playing games with fans. We're doing trivia, Would You Rather, which I'm kind of terrified about. some script readings, also terrified about that. And we're going to give you guys a chance to win some prizes. And of course, we'll give you some time with Peter.
Do I win prizes? Prizes can I win?
You are a prize.
Can I win this pink marker?
Yes. I got that specifically for you. I also got you those. Okay. Let's jump into it, shall
let's
we?
Let's do it. We have a Jacksonville here.
Hey, Jacksonville.
We have a few Jacksonvilles here.
Oh,
it's all your family.
Right? Mm-hmm. It's my family.
I see all my Instagram friends here.
You do?
Yeah.
Oh, it's so fun.
Yeah.
Okay.
My fellow Twihards. Nice to see you.
All right, you have a really big role in this.
Oh my God.
Are we doing a little read-through?
We're going to do a little script reading.
Okay.
I just found out last night that I am.
You're basically doing everything.
I'm the narrator and I'm every single character that they're not.
Yeah.
So
don't
bear
mess it
with
up.
Me. You don't. No pressure.
So no pressure. They asked me what scenes I wanted to do, and I was like, oh gosh, I don't know. But I think we talked a lot about how I auditioned for Bella before I auditioned for Alice, and the audition scene was the class scene that they do.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, why don't we do the biology scene? I'll play Bella. Please, guys, don't crucify me for not doing it as well as she does. You're going to play Edward.
Oh, Edward.
Yeah.
My boy.
No pressure. And you're going to play everyone else.
I'm going to play everyone else.
Okay.
I am noticing that these scripts are, I think they're from the book more than the movie.
Mm.
So.
Oh, yeah. We didn't write these.
We didn't write these.
Our producer sent these in. Oh, yeah. Because the mic scene is very different. And you were like, I can't. Mess this up.
I changed it in here.
Okay.
Yeah, no, you can't mess
so,
that up.
If we're a little off, it's from the book.
I think they probably know the dialogue better than we do at this point.
For sure.
Oh, yeah. I think it's an understatement to say that we are super excited to be working with our new partner, Embark Vet. We're both obsessed with our dogs, so this is just great. I was so happy when this came in. Embark Vet allows dog owners to learn more about their dog's health insights and their breed mix with the highest rated dog DNA test on the market.
That's right. Right up top, we'd like to thank EmbarkVet.com for supporting the Twilight Effect. Go to EmbarkVet.com to get free shipping and save $60 with promo code Twilight.
If you have a dog owner in your life, you know that dogs are not just pets. They are family members. As dog lovers, we want to do everything we can to make sure our dogs lead long, healthy, happy lives. I think it goes without saying that I am obsessed with my dog.
I get pictures of her every week.
Yeah, I send out baby and dog pictures still. I was super excited about using Embark. I'm actually very surprised that I haven't done this before. I just assume that I kind of understood what she was. I was like, oh yeah, she looks like these two breeds. By the way, I was totally wrong.
Were you? I want to know because tell me.
She has a lot of, I think, she has a lot of poodle in her. I think like 30 something percent, like the most amount of like toy poodle in her, which I
was not expecting
never.
That. Wow, I did not see that coming.
But it is just really cool. It just gives you further insight on your dog and what their temperaments are, because I just never would have thought to look at a poodle and go like, oh, I should maybe pay attention to what their temperaments are and what they need.
Embark is an incredible tool for dog owners that screens more than 215 genetic health risks across 350 breeds. That's more breeds tested than any other dog DNA test, found to be the most trusted dog DNA test based on a blind study of 2,000 dog owners.
And 61% of pet owners plan to adjust their dog's routine or feel more prepared to be a good pet parent after testing with Embark. If you do get a serious health result, Embark will reach out to you and one of their experts will talk you through it.
72% of pup parents are puzzled when it comes to their dog's breed.
it's time to end these guessing games. This holiday season, give the dog lover in your life something they won't expect, the chance to decode their dog. It's the perfect time to shop for an Embark dog DNA test.
Right now, Embark has a limited time offer on their breed and health kit and purebred kit for our listeners. Go to EmbarkVet.com to get free shipping and save $60 with promo code Twilight. Visit EmbarkVet.com and use promo code Twilight to save $60 today.
Take action today for a healthier tomorrow with Everlywell. Their at-home lab tests and vitamin supplements can help you get the knowledge and support you need so you can become a healthier you.
Everlywell is digital healthcare designed for you, all at an affordable and transparent price. With over 30 at-home lab tests, you'll be able to choose the test that makes the most sense for you to get the answers that you need, like the women's health test or food sensitivity test. Everlywell also has high-quality vitamins and supplements to support your overall health. Choose from a variety of options, including vitamin D3 and omega-3 fish oil.
To take your at-home lab test, simply collect your sample and use the included prepaid shipping label to mail your test back to a certified lab. Your physician-reviewed results will get sent to your phone or device in just days.
And you can share the results with your primary care physician to help guide next steps. If you ordered vitamins and supplements, you can start adding them to your daily routine right away. It's so simple. Over 1 million people have trusted Everlywell to support their health and wellness goals. And you should too. This one I'm also, any of these tests I'm a very big fan of because I just think it's so important for us to get ahead of the game when it comes to our health and be preventative about our healthcare. And so something like Everlywell is just, it's so easy, it's so effortless, and it's super effective. That was a lot of ease, but all of them are true. I have already taken the test. I got my results back. It was super simple. But now I kind of, they have so many, they keep adding really, really cool tests on there. And there's a lot of things, like there's a colon cancer one, which I know is for 45 and plus, but I have a history of, there, one of my family members died of colon cancer. Another one has some inflammation. And so for that, for me, I feel like I'll probably even take it a little bit early. There's a heart health test that I'm dying to take now. I think it's so cool. There's a sleep and stress test, which I don't know how off it would be if I took it now because I have a newborn baby. So they're going to be like, wow, you're really sleep deprived and are very stressed. I encourage everyone to go check it out because there really is something for everyone.
For listeners of the show, Everlywell is offering a special discount of 20% off an at-home lab test at everlywell.com/twilighteffect.
That's everlywell.com/twilighteffect for 20% off your next at-home lab test. everlywell.com/twilighteffect.
All right, let's jump in.
Are we ready?
You're ready.
Rain beats on the roof as Eric walks Bella into class. She brushes water off her coat as he chats her up. Eric, and yeah, prom committee is a chick thing, but I got a cover for the paper anyways, and they need a guy to help choose the music, so I need your playlist. Bella is about to respond to Mike when he comes up behind her. What's up, Arizona? How you liking the rain, girl? And he shakes his wet baseball cap onto Bella's head.
Terrific.
She heads towards her seat, brushing off her hair. But she freezes when she sees Edward. Bella straightens, girding herself, then strides to the table and confidently drops her books down, ready to address him. But he looks up at her.
And he says, very painfully, hello.
Bella stops, stunned. He is direct, precise, as if every word is an effort for him.
And he says, I didn't have a chance to introduce myself last week. My name is Edward Cullen.
She's too shocked that he's even talking to her to answer.
You're Bella.
Yes.
Feeling like an idiot, she quickly sits. He abruptly moves to the extreme edge of his seat. She's even more baffled now. Mr. Molina to the class. Onion root tip cells. That's what's on your slides. Separate the labels into the phases of mitosis. The first partners to get it right win the golden onion. He excitedly holds up a spray-painted onion. Everyone just looks at him. He's disappointed by their apathy. Come on, people, TikTok. Everyone sets to work. Edward pushes the microscope to Bella, keeping his distance, his voice controlled.
I gotta do this fist clench. Ladies first.
She grabs the microscope defensively and snaps the first slide in just the lens. Oh, I'm sorry, adjusting the lens. She's curt as she addresses him.
You've been gone?
Out of town for personal reasons.
She glances at him, but just leans far away, his face tight. She looks back into the microscope.
Crow face.
She begins to remove the slide.
May I look?
She slides him the microscope. He glances through the lens.
I messed up. Under the lens. He shakes it. Edward. I mean, anaphase. Right?
Prophase.
Prophase.
Uh-oh.
I think I'm on the, oh, here we go. Got it. It's on the wrong page. Prophase.
Like I said.
He writes it on the worksheet. Then he takes a breath as if trying to calm himself and turns to her with enormous effort.
Enjoying the rain?
Seriously? You're asking me about the weather?
It appears.
No. I don't like the cold. Or the wet. Or the gray. Or parkas. Or turtlenecks.
Is that a smile playing on his lips? For the first time, he seems more intrigued than agonized. He studies her. She still can't tell if he despises her or not. It's infuriating.
What?
He shakes his head and turns to the microscope, switching out the slides. She looks at him and keeps looking. His cheekbones, his lips, so perfect like a sculpture.
Anaphase.
She snaps out of it, covers with a dry look.
May I?
She looks through the lens.
Anaphase.
Like I said.
She glances at him and this time sees a smirk. She simply holds out her hand for another slide. Handing her the slide.
If you hate the cold and the rain, why move to the wettest place in the continental U.S.?
It's complicated.
I think I can keep up.
Is that me? Sorry. He actually seems interested. She looks into the microscope as...
My mother remarried.
Very complex. So, you don't like him?
That was fine. Young for her, but nice enough.
Regarding the slide?
Interface.
Let's see.
I feel like we crushed it. And
I think that was more Batman voice than Edward.
Well,
I'm not
it's
sure.
Like,
it's a little mix of both.
It's Rob. Yeah. It's Batman meets Edward.
I feel like we...
Nailed it.
Just nailed it.
Yeah.
I would cast me.
And that was like what it was like on set.
This was like the first time I read the scene and I did not get the part.
Oh, we have a fun
what'd
fan
you guys
comment.
Think? What'd yeah, you guys what think? Did you,
we have a fun fan
think?
Comment. No one will sleep tonight after seeing Peter as Edward. Great job on how you like in the rain, Mel.
See?
That was the nice. Part in the script where I'm like, that's not right. That can't be that way.
Good for you. Because I did not
Let's
read
see what
it
else
before.
We have. We have Crushed It from Emily. Oh my goodness, these are going fast. And Crushed It.
All right. So yeah. We didn't break anyone's soul.
Carolina nailed it.
She's being nice.
Oh, our paths would approve.
Yeah, like, are there any bad comments in there?
Oh my God,
that's what actors so do. Bad. Like, they just are like, oh, good comment, good comment. Where's the bad comment? Where's the one bad one?
Yeah, the one bad review.
There's no bad one.
Oh, you guys are so sweet.
They're happening so fast, I can't even read
you guys
them.
Are so sweet.
Peter is so hot. Ooh, awesome. Melanie is the best.
She shoots, she scores.
I told you.
You are going to be great. Okay. Very fun. We might do, since we got just wonderful reviews, maybe we'll do a second scene later.
Yeah.
I was going to see how this one went.
In the second scene, I get to play Carlisle. So
yeah,
I
get to play Alice.
Oh, you know, a fan came up to me once. I love this because now I always say this. And they said, you know, I love your character, Carlisle.
Carlisle for shizzle?
For shizzle.
And you were like, thanks, dog.
Yeah.
Funny.
And I was like, it should be Carlisle.
Wow, these are so great. Carlisle. I can't even read them fast enough.
Well, he's not wrong. It's spelled like Carlisle.
I think we just witnessed a new classic scene.
Thank you so much, everyone. Okay, we're going to move on a game.
Oh, I love games.
Yeah. And then we'll come back and do our scene. We'll reprise our roles later. Okay, this next product that we're going to talk about, I just think it's going to be a game changer for so many people. And it is one that is vital. That works for you, like, this is not one that you can get and say like, oh yeah, I'll just go for the cheap alternative and hope that it works. Like, when you are experiencing nausea, you'll do whatever it takes to feel normal again. And you want to make sure that you have something that actually works. And for me, this is exciting because with Relief Band, you don't have to use pills that are going to make you drowsy. You're not using these like cheap sweatbands. I feel like we've seen so many things for nausea. And I can tell you that this product actually works. And there's nothing worse than a product that says it's going to work and then doesn't when you just, so it's like crunch time and you really need it. So this is the real deal. So we're really excited to tell you guys about it. Relief Band is the number one FDA cleared anti-nausea wristband that has been clinically proven to quickly relieve and effectively prevent nausea and vomiting associated with motion sickness, anxiety, migraines, hangovers, morning sickness, chemotherapy, and so much more. Whether you need everyday nausea relief or just an occasional cure from nausea, their patented technology makes feeling sick a thing of the past. Forget the days of nausea pills that make you groggy and exhausted. It's like the name says, Relief Band is legitimately a band you wear on your wrist to give you relief from nausea, and you can change the intensity depending on how you're feeling to make it stronger or weaker. I wish that I had had this during my pregnancy, but I've actually let my mom and my husband both use it. We need to get another one because they're now fighting over who gets to use it because my mom just started randomly, like I asked her if she wanted to use it and she's like, I randomly just started experiencing this like motion sickness. And my husband is quite jealous of the fact that I can read scripts in the car while he's driving. Like he can't he can't look at his phone. He like, we live up a canyon. And so when we drive, I have to take the corners easy. So this has been really, really helpful for him. And I love the fact, again, I can't stress this enough, that it's literally just a band that you put on your wrist and it works every time.
I personally have been in love with fishing my whole life and I'm going on a fishing trip in a couple months. And I was getting really nervous because ever since I had kids, I get boat sickness. I don't know if you remember what happened on Julie's birthday, but I was like literally in the fetal position for 6 hours. It was one of the worst days of my life, but I'm a boat person. I grew up on boats. I love fishing and I can't wait to actually put it to that test because I was really shocked how well it worked in the car.
Yep.
So if you want the band that actually works at relieving your nausea, check out Relief Band. Right now, we've got an exclusive offer just for Twilight Effect listeners.
If you go to reliefband.com and use promo code Twilight Effect, you'll receive 20% off plus free shipping and a no questions asked 30-day money back guarantee. So head to reliefband.com and use promo code Twilight Effect for 20% off plus free shipping. We're going to play Would You Rather? I hope you didn't write these.
I didn't. No. So
I didn't see any of these in advance, so I don't know what you're going to ask.
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
Are you guys ready?
You should have the fans.
Oh, yeah. You guys can write in some Would You Rather. Yeah. Why don't the.
That's a good one.
You read these. Producers can look at what everyone's writing through and they can add some of your questions onto the screen.
Perfect. Okay. Perfect.
All right. You ready?
Yeah.
Would you rather number one? Would you rather take. Would you rather take the Renesmee robot baby everywhere you went for 3 months? This is funny. For 3 months, or the Bella doll double from Breaking Dawn Part 1 everywhere for 3 months? Who wrote this?
We're not allowed to be
this
around the doll.
This is so funny.
No, the Bella doll. The Bella,
I did write these.
Was it a Bella?
It was Bella's like corpse doll.
Yeah.
The one you guys took photos of.
Yeah, we got in trouble. Did you tell that story? We had so much trouble.
You told that story.
They were not impressed.
Yeah. Yeah, not at all.
I would say the robot baby.
It was just so funny that it was like that, you know, like, that Bella was like laying there and it was just weird. So we were just huddling around it, like making faces and posing.
And there's a lot of downtime.
There's so much downtime. And it was like 3 o'clock in the morning and we were super giddy. And we were like licking her ear. It was just really gross.
Licking her ear?
I think I did. Just to make like you guys laugh. And then we were taking pictures and we were so giddy.
Guys, you lose your mind after being on set for that long.
Yeah. But then the security guard, did you tell them that the security guard came up to us and was like, you guys, we got to confiscate your phones.
We were like,
I was like, wait a minute. We've been here since the first movie. We're going to leak photos.
We're like, what is your name, sir?
Yeah.
We've been here the whole time.
Yeah. How long have you been here?
Oh, yeah.
I'm still on the licking
her ear part. Do you remember that they like, in the beginning, like I remember there being a memo being like no cell phones on set. And we were like, okay.
Yeah. When did that change?
Yeah. I was like, that's not going to fly.
Yeah. Because like we had cell phones on set. for the first like movie, two movies, then all of a sudden it was like no cell phones on set. And we were like, again, like you got to trust us because if we were going to leak it, stuff, we would have.
Plus, like we know it would come back to us. Yeah. They would track us down.
We're digressing.
So I would choose the baby because it would be. That doll is grotesque. The Bella doll is grotesque.
I'm going to choose the doll because it makes me laugh so much.
You just put it, is that your carpooling doll?
Yes. I would take it everywhere with me. I'd be like taking it to the movie theater. You ever see Ryan Gosling movie? I think it's like Lars and the Real Girl. Yeah. It'd be like Lars and the Real Girl. Just like carry it around like it's my fiance or girlfriend. Just take it to the movies.
I'm like, I would take the baby for sure.
People would be like, is that Bella from Twilight? Yeah, I carry her everywhere I go.
We're homies. Carlizzle.
Oh my goodness. All right. I'm actually going to jump onto the screen now because there's some good ones from the fans.
Okay.
Vampire or werewolf?
Vampire.
All right.
Was there a rather in there?
Yeah, would you rather be?
Oh, would you rather be?
Oh, vampire. I was cutting to the chase. Okay. All right, I'm going to go back and forth between ours and theirs because there's a lot of good ones there. Would you rather imprint on a sworn enemy or go the rest of your life without finding your true love?
Imprint on sworn enemy for sure.
Because then you wouldn't be enemies anymore and then you would just be with the love of your life.
I mean, imprinting is weird. I just have to say it. Like, just the whole imprinting thing is just kind of stalkery.
Arranged marriage.
It's just stalkery. Because what if the other person is not interested? Are they imprinted too?
Yeah, they have to be.
Well, because it'd really suck if you're like imprinted onto somebody and they're just not into you.
No, well, I think it's like
that's called stalking.
I think when you imprint, what happens is you become like everything that they need you to be.
Yeah.
Therefore, there's very little.
I don't know.
Like, if somebody all of a sudden becomes everything you want them to be, how could you not be into them?
I don't know.
He's like, the idea of being forced to be into them is not okay.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's a force. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
You just rather walk as a lone wolf.
I think they get, like, you know, restraining orders against you. It's just like, but I'm imprinted.
Very practical.
I'm imprinted, and you have to love me. No, restraining order. I don't know. It's weird. Do they have to imprint back?
No, I think they just become everything you need, and therefore,
don't we know this? We should know this, right? Because it's a werewolf thing. We don't know it. I didn't do research on the
because I think there is all of a sudden, like I think you release pheromones, and the person instantly becomes attracted to you.
Ah,
nature.
Got to sell that in a bottle, I think.
Yeah.
Oh wow, I have things to talk about you guys after this.
Oh.
You can't do that.
No, I can't. It's so inappropriate.
There again.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It'll be on the next blooper reel.
Okay. Next question. Would you rather see the future or control people's emotions?
Control people's emotions.
I think the future would be cool.
Why do you always have to just be opposite of
that? That makes it so much more fun, though, for sure. I love that.
Yeah. I couldn't. Seeing the future would drive me
crazy.
Well,
you also. You've already had that superpower, so you're like, I'm done with that.
Yeah.
I'm done with it. I want something new.
I want something new. Control people's emotions. And because then they just like do what you want and they don't understand that you're it's called manipulation.
It could be called compassion too. I mean, that's Carlisle's superpower.
Compassionate manipulation. Mm-hmm.
Compassionate manipulation is my specialty.
There you go. I mean, that's a thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Who would you rather call in the event of an emergency? Charlie Swan, Carlisle Cullen, or Billy Black?
Carlisle.
Yeah, I have to go Carlisle too. That'd be weird. But then I'd be calling myself, so that'd be double weird.
Fine, you're fine.
Hi, I'm having a hard time. What do I do?
You're totally good.
You're totally fine.
It's Batman Carlisle. Yeah, Carlisle. He's so calm and collected and has been alive forever and just knows how to do everything.
Yeah, and he drives fast.
Charlie would just be like, you're fine. Walk it off. Put some dirt on it.
Charlie's got a gun.
Charlie's got a gun.
I guess it depends on what the emergency is.
Yeah.
I'm gushing blood or I'm emotional. Definitely Carlisle. I need
flat
somebody
tire.
Murdered. It might be Charlie.
Yeah. Or you just
not
flat,
murdered,
flat
but you
tire,
know what I mean.
You're
like
call Charlie because he's like a dad's
true.
Dad.
Yeah.
And Carlisle would be like, why are you calling me for a flat tire?
He's like, call AAA.
Yeah. Call AAA.
I just buy you a new car.
Yeah, right. Here's a Volvo.
Yeah. He's like billionaire, so.
Mm-hmm. Also, and I love call that
they
him.
Drive Volvos.
Volvos. Yeah.
Safest car, that's why.
Yeah. All right.
V for vampire, Volvo. No? I'm just, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Vampire Volvos. I don't know. Volvo sounds like a, just a different word where it's just like
a vulva.
Yeah. And it just, it's always been a weird word to me.
Okay.
I'm going to jump Moving in my on. Vulva. Anyways. Would you rather, significant other call you spider monkey? That's funny. Would you rather your significant other call you spider monkey or cold one forever?
Paul already calls me cold one, so. he calls me a Sour Patch Kid.
I remember that. That's funny.
I'd have to go spider monkey. I don't want to be cold.
Yeah. That would be not good.
Spider monkey after 20 years, I'd be like.
Yeah, it's still cute. Yeah, little spider monkey. I know.
Well, you make it, you make an improv, sound cute.
By the way. I don't think that was in the script.
No.
Yeah, it was. Because I was there. I remember.
Rob was like, I don't want to say that.
No, it was like, I remember vaguely, so don't take me on, but I remember Catherine going, call her something, I don't know, call her like a spider monkey or something.
Oh, it was Catherine's improv, not Rob.
No, not Rob. Rob wouldn't come up and say that, but he would, she like.
That sounds like a Catherine.
Yeah,
thing.
She was like, come on, guys, try something like, call her like a spider monkey or something. And like, I feel like that came out of her, and then he was like,
oh yeah, that would make
and
sense.
Then Rob thought it was funny, so then he said it.
And then it made it in the movie. Yeah.
He thought it was going to be for the blooper reel or something.
Don't say it if you don't want it out there. Okay, go.
You ready?
Yeah. Nope. Yep.
Would you rather join the Volturi and be part of their coven or live in exile forever?
I mean, I was already part of the Volturi, kind of, sort of. Mm-hmm. So I would say, I would say Volturi, because then I could like maybe help change them into good people. Maybe.
That's so wild. I'm sitting here right now, and you just went from Peter to Carlisle.
I'd
interesting for me. You would, for sure.
Yeah. Because we all know they would murder my whole family for me to be a part of the Volturi.
But what if Carlisle already went with them? I mean, certainly.
If Carlisle was there, I would follow Carlisle. Yeah. But we already saw that he took off his head.
Yeah.
So. That photo the painting that I love up on the wall.
But wait a second. What if you, he was your sworn enemy and you imprinted on him?
Well, that would suck. I mean, then I would have to.
Yeah. Hmm. That's what I'm saying.
You might have
that's
just changed my perspective on imprinting. Well I'm done, sir. Yeah, that seems cruel and unusual. Huh.
That laugh every time you come to dinner.
Or in the
God.
Crazy laugh.
That laugh kills me.
Mm.
It's a good laugh. I can only picture that painting with Carlisle in it.
Yeah.
Oh, right,
and then
right.
You in it. I really want that painting.
Yeah, someone could probably
can somebody make
me
that painting?
For sure.
I will get a P.O. box just so somebody can
oh, yeah,
find
I heard
make
that we got asked about P.O. boxes.
Yeah.
Yep.
There's some things that people want to send you and your baby, homemade gifts and such.
I can send it to my manager.
Boom.
There you go.
Yeah. It's really sweet.
Get boxes and boxes.
Really sweet things
like Ashley.
Get a P.O. box.
All right.
Or my publicist. That's better.
Would you rather name your baby...
I didn't see it. Anyway.
Would you rather name your baby Renesmee or Carlisle?
Carlisle, for Carlisle, sure.
For sure.
That is funny. That's a good one.
Lizzle.
All right, I'm going to do one more and we'll move on.
Okay.
Shall we? If you had to choose a storyline to the movies, would you rather see Leah Clearwater imprint on someone or Rosalie take on a mom role like Carlisle did and form a new coven?
I would go Rosalie.
I would go Rosalie, too.
Yeah. I just think that...
It'd be so fun to see her as a leader.
I don't want to see imprinting anymore. I'm over the imprinting.
Yeah.
It's weird. I just want to see. But you know, Rosalie would be cool.
Mm-hmm. She would be like her coven would be in line.
I think everyone wants to see Rosalie become a mom.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Figure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So yeah, Rosalie all day. Okay. That wasn't too bad. All right. We're going to move, since we got such stellar reviews, to the new moon script. We're going to go to Bella's birthday.
How is this me reading again?
Yeah. You get to be Emmett, Rosalie. This is the wrong scene.
Hard agree. No
can
more
I be Emmett too?
Yeah, you can be Emmett.
I'll be Carlisle and Emmett.
Okay.
Now I'm just reading some of these.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, there's so many fun.
Okay.
They're coming in so fast. Rosalie deserves it.
Hmm.
She does deserve it.
Yeah.
I feel like it was so nice when we finally get to see that switch in her and like understand why she is the way she is. That I could definitely see more. Cool
sequence. Peter's my woke king.
No.
So woke.
I love that.
Okay. You ready?
Haha, Peter's so funny. Okay. There's a bunch of them. There's so many. All right. Where are we off to now?
We're going to the second scene.
Everyone's excited about
Bella's
this one.
Bella's birthday. I'm excited and nervous.
Someone's got to call action like this.
Action.
Okay. Do you want to read the... There you go.
The one that starts with Ella tucks Bella?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Sweet. I didn't highlight any of this. This should go well. Okay. So I am everyone besides Carlisle, Emmett. Alice, and Emmett.
Yeah.
Perfect. Okay. Bear with me, kids. Alice tugs Bella and Edward to the top of the landing, then skips down the stairs. They look down into the living room. Hundreds of pink candles and rose-filled crystal bowls. Rosalie, Esme, Emmett, Carlisle, Jasper, and Alice look up at her, all of them stunningly beautiful. Bella would love to disappear, but Edward leads her down to the living room, where Esme and Carlisle hug Bella warmly.
Sorry about this. I tried to rein Alice in.
Like, I'm Esme, right?
Yes. Like that's even possible.
Happy birthday, Bella. Flash, Alice has snapped a picture of Bella with them.
Found it in your bag. Mind?
Emmett moves to Edward's side, nudges him.
Dating an older woman. Hot.
Bella caught that. Edward elbows him sharply to shut up.
What?
Rosalie steps up, shoves a silver package at Bella.
Do you want me to read the characters?
Sure.
Okay.
It's a necklace. Alice picked it out.
She walks away bored. Bella has to smile. She sees Jasper across the room. They wave to each other.
Show me the love.
Edward pulled Bella into an embrace. They look deeply into one another's eyes.
Flash! For your scrapbook. Now open presents.
Alice drags Bella over to the table piled with elaborately wrapped gifts, a huge cake, and a tall stack of china plates.
Alice, I'm the only one who even eats cake. This thing could feed 50. Hope you're hungry. Here, this one's from Emmett.
The others crowd around, Jasper somewhat away. Bella, no fan of being the center of attention, opens the gift to find an empty car radio box.
Thanks.
Already installed it in your truck. I'll do Edward too. Finally a decent sound system in that piece of...
No hating on the truck. Thank you, Emmett. Open mine.
Alice hands her a box. Bella starts to open it, but...
Ouch. Paper cut.
Close on Bella's finger. A single drop of deep red blood appears. Bella thinks little of it, but then she hears a disturbing, grisly snarl. She looks up just as Jasper lunges towards her, teeth bared, eyes beyond reason. Edward flings Bella behind his own body, causing her to crash into the table, plates shattering as Jasper slams into Edward. Sounds like boulders colliding. Edward pushes him hard. Jasper sails backwards, hitting the wall, but he ricochets off it and comes back at Bella. Emmett and Carlisle tackle Jasper from the side, dragging him to the ground. Alice helps hold him down.
Jasper, shh.
But she stops, her head suddenly jerking towards Bella. Then everyone's eyes snap towards Bella as they catch the overwhelming scent.
Mm-hmm.
Lying amid the shards of... Bella, lying amid the shards of broken china, she looks at her arm, seeing now it's been slashed by plate shards. Bright red blood pulses out of her, pooling. She looks up. All of them now, including Edward, but not Carlisle, stare down at her blood, with fevered eyes. Six suddenly ravenous vampires. As Carlisle jumps to Bella's side, Edward... Slow motion abruptly ends. As Carlisle jumps to Bella's side, Edward, though white as a bone, snaps out of it and... Hi.
Stands between her and the others. And I say, Emmett, get Jasper out of here. Emmett.
Here we go. Emmett reins himself in, elbows Rosalie. They drag the snarling Jasper out. Esme holds her nose, politely exits with the others. Alice looks at Bella, apologetic.
I'm sorry. I can't.
She slips out the door. Edward's still on guard as Carlisle examines Bella's arm.
I'll have to stitch this up.
I'll carry her to the kitchen.
There you go. I'll take care of her, Edward.
He moves to pick her up, but his eyes dart to the blood.
I'll take care of her, Edward. Check on Jasper. Go.
Edward looks from him to Bella, then steps back, allowing Carlisle to lift Bella and carry her to the kitchen. But just before the kitchen door closes, Bella sees Edward's agonized face. He turns away, unable to meet her eyes.
Scene.
How did we do, guys? Got through that
did
one.
Did we get the parts? Did we get the parts?
They're like, we no longer want you to reprise your role.
I mean, I had a flashback to that scene, actually, when
when Bella
gets, you know, she's bleeding and everybody's looking, and I was like, don't heat her, you know? It's kind of cool.
Yeah. That was a fun one. That was like Jackson was so intense in that moment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll tell you another fun scene when we were shooting the baseball scene. Did I tell you this last time? There were like basically we did what we call, they call it a French hours lunch where you eat as you work. Like there's no break for lunch, right? Have you ever heard
of French hours?
Yeah. Mm-mm. So you only work 10 hours instead of 12. So for some reason, we were doing French hours. So people were kind of breaking off, getting some food and coming back. And at one point, like they had to break the cast off, but I had just come back or something. So no, I didn't go yet. You guys were hungry. So Catherine was like, why don't you guys go? But then everybody left. So there was like, she was like, well, wait a minute. I need somebody to do off camera lines for, you know, for the other actors. So I was like, I'll stay. So then I ended up doing everybody's lines. So I had like a hand here and a hand here. And I was like doing my lines. And I was like pretending to be this, you know, character, this character.
True professional.
It's like, it's just funny.
You're like, I'm starving.
Yeah. I was like, I'm starving. Everybody left.
They're bummed that we stopped right before Bella and Carlisle have their moment. That was a good moment.
I don't have those lines.
I know we don't have those lines. That's a good moment.
Next time.
Next one. You have to tune in for the next one. I'll do the stitching scene.
Oh, how you're so sweet.
Did I tell you
Thank
that
you.
Story? With the, I think I did tell you, but maybe some of these people don't know. So when I was doing the stitching scene, I had to practice like stitching for the scene. And so they gave me like these foam like things to act as like, you know, skin. And I was in my hotel room stitching that up. And then basically I was like, I don't think this is working. Like it doesn't feel like skin. So I went and I bought chicken breasts and I would slice the chicken breast and then I would like stitch the chicken breasts up. And I was like, oh, this kind of feels like, you know, real skin. And so I think one day I came home and the maid, I had like chicken breasts all over my hotel room that were stitched up. And then the maid came and she had it all in the corner, like by the refrigerator. So she probably thought it was like some weird.
She's like, get me out of here
psycho,
before he comes
like,
home.
This guy's just stitching up chicken breasts.
Stitching chicken?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that's funny. That's
a
good
restaurant.
And so I was like super impressed by my stitching skills for this one scene.
My goodness.
And then I realized when we went to shoot it, I had my contact lenses in and I couldn't see anything. So I was like, I should have practiced with the contact lenses in. So I was like trying
blind
to
stitching.
Not stick her with the pin, but it was blind stitching her. And I was like, so, and then I thought I'd do good. And I told Chris, I was like, so what do you think? She goes, yeah, no, I never let you stitch me up. And I was like,
you're like, well, the chickens disagree.
Yeah, the chickens.
There's a lot of requests for the vision face. That's,
what?
I swear to God, that's not me saying that.
For the what face?
There's
the
a lot face. Of requests
she always
for the
asks
vision
me
face.
To do Alice's vision face. And I'm like, I'm not doing it.
I don't even remember what it was.
I could show you what it was.
Really?
She does it really well.
Yeah, sure.
Tell me what part this is. Ready?
Oh my God.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's really good. And scene. Don't make it look too easy.
I know. Right?
You ready to do
this? Did you talk to Catherine and were like, what should I be doing here? Were you just prepared to come and you were like, I think I've got it figured out?
Yeah, I was like, I got this.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
is and the best one, though,
things,
is the drawing
That's always
one.
The time, though, when you're just like, I don't know what I'm doing. I just got to do it.
Yeah,
you know?
Just do it. Yeah. And then you hope the director like comes over and is like, do something else. I remember I was doing a movie once.
It's bad.
I was doing a movie once called Gangsterland. And I play this guy from the 1920s.
but he's Irish. And I didn't want to go full blown Irish, but I also didn't want to be like, you know, look at the gams on that girl. You know what I mean? Like, cause it sounds ridiculous, but they spoke very like 1920s. So I kind of had come up with this weird mixture of like Irish and 1920s speak. And it took me a while because I was like pacing around, like you're reading things out loud and you're trying to figure out the voice. And then the night before, because I called the director too and I was like, hey, maybe we go no accent. He was like, no, we should try an accent. And I was like, and I was like, I went to set the next day and it was the first day and I had this phone call and it was like a little bit of dialogue. And so I was like, I'm just going to go for it. If he hates it, I don't know what else to do. And I do the phone call and I do this weird, you know, Irish kind of 1920s speak accent.
Are you going to do it?
I don't even remember it. It's so weird when you like do something right. and then you just like forget it. But watch the movie. You'll see what I'm talking about. And then he came over and he was like, love the accent. And I was like, oh, thank God. Because you don't know, you know.
Yeah,
you
just like,
you try stuff.
It could just be horribly and you're wrong. Just like, or
this could be horribly wrong, and you just try it.
Yeah.
And,
I'm glad it worked.
Yeah. And it was, then it was fun.
Because what happens if they're like, that's horrible, and you're like, that's what I got.
They come over and they're like, what are you doing? Like,
just kidding.
Yeah. Nah, I was just saying, just messing around with you.
I don't think you should have an accent either.
Well, the thing is, like, there's not a lot of like recordings from the 1920s Chicago. Because when you think of it, he's from Chicago, this character. And it's like, when you think of a Chicago accent, that's present day. So in the 1920s, accents were kind of all over the place. There were like some Irish, some very like fast speaking, like 1920s kind of, you know, gab. Mm-hmm. And so I kind of was like, I can't just do a Chicago accent that sounds kind of New York because they didn't have that yet.
Mm. Yeah, interesting.
So I was like, all right, I'm just going to go for this. And I was trying to find like radio, like old radio stations. Like you do research. But a lot of it was just that 1920s, like, you know, when you hear the broadcaster, that 1920s speak, this is like, look at the gams on that girl over there.
That's good.
And then, but I didn't do that, but I kind of like did an amalgamation of like the Irish. And now this has turned into another show. So I'm going to focus back
accents
on Twilight.
Everyone.
Okay.
So they want to know, is it still possible to buy the Q&A tickets? And if so, how?
At the end? Yes. I think so.
Yes.
We're asking.
Please
Here's
hold.
My Venmo.
you can. Yes. They asked how. Is it just the same link?
I would imagine you go to the Moment House link.
Same
you can
link.
Find it in my profile and in every single story I've posted today, all 20 of them.
Link in bio.
Yeah, link in bio. Just click the Moment House link and follow the bouncing ball. It should be there. Oh, okay.
Okay.
We're going to wrap that part up and ask you guys what your favorite scene is. Let me scroll down here. Living my
life. Their favorite scene.
Their favorite scene. Right?
They're like Alice's vision face. Maybe I'll do it on like the last episode.
Hold on.
Ooh, when, do you have the last episode? Are you ending your podcast?
I don't know yet. Well, we're going to like, we obviously have to take a break so I can have a baby.
No, I think you should live podcast.
That'll be an interesting
podcast. Room.
Yeah.
You know.
Should I narrate it?
Just
we'll
read
just
the lines.
Dim
no,
the
we'll
lines
come
bit.
In and we'll read the lines from like when Bella was having a baby. You know,
are those
just
lines
shame,
or is that like screaming?
I sure hope my pregnancy doesn't go like that. I was watching that and I was like, I should not watch this as a pregnant lady.
Yeah.
Wow. Overwhelming baseball scene.
Yeah.
Boom, 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 boom,
baseball
boom,
scene
boom,
was dope.
Yeah, I like the baseball.
The wedding, the baseball scene. Jesus, you guys. Honeymoon. I mean, that's where it's at, isn't it?
The honeymoon was funny.
Bella's ribs cracking. Mm. That was not my favorite scene, but that was one that was it the ribs? I mean, that was her whole back.
Yeah, that was
she
like
just
her
like
whole
snapped
back.
In half, like something.
That's what
out
it sounds
of,
like at my.
That was the doll. That was the doll.
Yeah, that was the doll. Everyone,
these are happening fast. My sister says any scene with Carlisle. can't read them fast enough, you guys. A lot of the battle.
Bella waking up as a vampire.
Baseball. Any Carlisle scene? Cottage scene.
Cottage scene's cute.
You guys are.
There's so many good ones.
There's so many good
ones. We have
ones.
A lot. We have a lot of readings to do.
Yeah. The fake out scene. I mean, come on.
That the fake out scene.
Well,
yeah,
because the worst part of it is when you saw Carlisle's head and you're like, no.
Yeah.
No.
And that was a good one. I thought that was clever.
That was clever. But it was also like really mean. Everyone was freaking out. Like, don't take Carlisle. Like, that's like.
Well, at least you know everyone loves you.
Oh.
You know?
My kids cried too. I was like, no, it's okay.
I do this.
Did they know it was coming in the theater?
No.
Do you do this to your family too? Where like every time
I'll do something and like I die, they're like, why didn't you tell me that you died?
I'm like, no, I don't tell my parents anything. And then sometimes like you'll do a nude scene, they'll be like, why didn't you tell me? My sisters are like, I didn't need to see that.
Sorry, like, which movies were this again?
I forgot. It's not that I don't purposely tell them, I just forget. Like,
by the way, I'm naked.
Serious? Yeah, I'm serious. My sisters are like, you could have warned me. And I was just like, oh, sorry, I forgot.
You're like, I'm an artist.
Yeah.
I literally like said,
I'm like, wait a minute, you're my sister's family. You've seen my ass before.
I'm like, don't watch from like 1 hour and 37 minutes and 12 seconds to 1 hour and 38 minutes.
There you go.
You're welcome.
Where are we now?
Bella and Emmett arm wrestle. Ashley and like Peter that. Should arm wrestle.
Yeah.
Maybe you guys should be Bella and Emmett arm wrestling right now.
Hmm?
I said, maybe you guys should be Bella and Emmett arm wrestling right now.
No way I would win. It's the baby show.
Wow, that's moving fast. Okay.
With thumb wrestle.
Oh, wait, no, you need to go 1, 2, 3, 4. I declare thumb mark. Do you remember that?
Yeah. Look at my dad.
I let her win. That's what dads do. Good dads do that.
All right, Twilight, here we go.
Superlatives.
Superlatives. Mm. I was today years old when I learned how to pronounce that right.
Superlatives?
Don't judge me.
I love you.
All right.
You didn't have this in high school?
I think it's superlatives. It is superlatives. That's how you pronounce it.
Me in high school is a weird story.
Superlatives.
Superlatives.
Twillet.
Superlatives.
Twillet. Superlatives.
Carlisle. Carlisle.
Out.
Funny.
Hi. Okay, let's go into it. Where are the questions?
Oh.
Look at your drawing.
Oh, yeah.
This is Alice's drawing.
Not quite, but
I actually like tried to, when I was doing the scene.
You did, so you actually did that, right?
There was like a guide.
Oh.
To go.
Oh, it was an Etch-a-Sketch.
Well, there it is. We'll be auctioning this off on eBay later.
Yeah. That's an NFT.
Where are we? Is it on paper? Is it up there? This is what our podcast is.
So I, it says you're all, you're going to do some fan trivia, I think.
Twilight's part. Well, we're going to, I think that's doable. Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Twilight superlatives. You guys ready?
Twilight superlatives.
Most likely to take forever to text back. Are these
characters? Is this, is this the people or the character or the Twilight characters?
It's the characters.
Both.
Okay.
Out of the whole cast?
Yeah. Wait, so what is it?
Most likely to take forever to text back.
That's a tough one.
Rosalie.
Are you talking about characters?
We're doing both.
Oh, okay.
So, like, I think Rosalie, she ices out a lot of people. She can't be bothered. Person? We'll just, like, pick if we want it to be a person or character. If we have a person that we think. Because I'm like, I feel like we all text each other back.
Yeah, I feel like we get, you know, within, it's not like, you know, a week goes by and people don't, you know. But
that's
then,
me.
I find that offensive. Like, maybe it's just a generation thing, but it's like.
Just right back?
No, not right back, but within a couple of hours, or if someone doesn't get back to you within like 2-3 days, that to me, that's rude. Like, someone texts me,
totally
I'm like, I got to write back, like, pretty much right away. You know? Just because I feel like it's rude if I don't.
I tried to start not reading my texts until I was going to write back. Because like if I like look at them and I'm like running around all day, sometimes I would forget. And I dislike that a lot. Mm. I actually just did that to someone. They wrote me on Instagram though. And I read it and then like saw their story like 2 or 3 days later and was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry.
Or sometimes if I feel bad, I'll feel bad if I miss a text. Like I just didn't see it.
Yeah, yeah.
That just happened to me. Over like,
oh, I miss that.
That's understandable. Though.
And nobody believes you too. You're like, I miss your text. You're like, how do you miss
it? Oh, I do. I do
because
that all
what
the time.
Happens is you open it and you just forget it. Look how far we got off in this direction.
Yeah, sorry.
All right, so all of us will text you back.
Yes,
I might not. No,
it's your kid's fault.
I always respond.
You always respond.
Most likely to have songs from the Twilight soundtrack a part of their playlist. Nobody's asking, but
that chick,
it's me.
What character?
I mean, I don't know. That's a tough one. Character wise.
Jessica.
Mm. I was thinking the exact same thing.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
She seems
that's
like
a good
have,
one.
Yeah. For sure.
I mean, personally, I have it.
Yeah, me too.
I love the playlist.
Yeah, it's a great playlist.
I love the soundtrack.
Whoever doesn't is a weirdo. That sounds like so good.
Most like their character then and now. I relate to Alice a lot.
Yeah. I can see that.
You're pretty compassionate.
Yeah, I can see that too.
Yeah.
I have so many for that. Okay. Not the compassionate part. Moving on. If there was a Twilight reboot and it was a television series, who would most likely direct an episode?
I would love to direct an episode. Yeah.
He's going to direct me one day.
I would love that. We talked about it. We're going to make it happen.
Yeah.
But you guys got to watch the movie that we do.
Mm-hmm. Also send us like script details because we don't know what it is yet.
I'm always thinking of stuff for you. Like I'm always like, I should be really good. Actually, this morning, you know who I talked to? I'll tell you after. Okay. What's up?
Most likely to take in a rescue animal.
Ooh.
Character wise?
Not Charlie.
I think Alice would, no?
Yeah, I mean, she's pretty. Esme might.
Esme.
Right? She's so like nurturing and motherly.
So is Carlisle.
Mm-hmm.
They would do it together.
Yeah.
All the kitties and bunnies and doggies.
Yeah. And in real life, not. Actually, if I wasn't married, at one point, I think there was 5 dogs in my house. And my husband was like, you were supposed to foster them and then give them back.
So you'd have plastic couches and animals running everywhere. Who gives the best advice?
Carlisle.
For sure.
Yeah. Carlisle gives pretty great advice.
Most likely to survive being on a deserted island.
Mm. Not Alice. There's no fashion there.
Maybe Charlie. He's like a handyman. He knows how to fish. And
that's true. That's a good call.
He can make like a bamboo house. Like I get to see him doing like handsy stuff.
I'm curious what you guys think on our superlatives. Who would survive on a desert island?
They're going so fast.
So fast. It takes a second for them to catch up.
I know that's the thing, is there's a bit of a lag, so I don't actually know which one they're answering to.
Oh, yeah, that's a hard one. But I think you're right. I think Charlie probably. Or like maybe Jacob.
Mm-hmm. Well, because he's an animal, and animals can survive.
Yeah, he could turn into an animal, eat other animals, and then turn back into a human.
Yeah, I can see that too.
Oh, they don't actually talk about the wolves eating other animals as wolves. Like, can you imagine Jacob scrolling along and like picking up a rodent? Like, snack time.
Yeah, I've never seen. I think he transfers back into a human and then you have like a sandwich.
Right?
Yeah. But if they were on an island, he would turn into an animal, eat, and then turn back to human.
An imprint on another animal, which is just weird.
He would never be lonely. He would do so. He would
like
thrive.
That coyote over there. I have to imprint on it.
He would thrive. Oh, God. Okay. Is that it?
Yeah, that's it.
All right. We're going to go to Twihard trivia questions. Oh, we are doing so well. All right. Do you have those? I don't have those because I figured it would be really silly.
It'd be cheating.
Yeah. It'd be really silly if I knew all the answers. Do you guys have them? Or can we click on it? Can we have it come up on the screen? Oh, wait. No, we can't because the answers are going to be there.
Are they?
Probably.
We'll look so smart, though.
It's true.
They'll never know.
You have it?
I do.
Oh, okay, great. Crisis avoided.
Okay.
I'm going to win this time.
Are we against each other? Oh, yeah, I guess we're against each other. Okay.
True or false? Mike Newton was the first person to introduce himself to Bella at Forks High School.
True.
Good Lord. That scared me.
Help.
I don't know if that's true or not, I guess.
I want to see what they say.
Is there a vote? We should have a buzzer.
That felt pretty buzzerish to me.
I was like...
Ashley almost had the baby.
That's going to be a meme of my face. Yeah, right. I just go into labor.
I don't
know
who Twihard 123 is, but they think I should win an Oscar, and I'm here for that comment all day.
I don't know if it was. I don't know the answer to that.
I just love the enthusiasm because it was actually false.
Who was it?
It doesn't say. Oh, it was Eric.
No, he's not doing the newspaper, is he?
No. Mike Newton was the first person to introduce himself to Bella at Forks High School in the film Twilight. That was Eric. He was in the parking lot before she even gets in.
I wasn't in
and
the
And he, like, bombards her. I do that's the what newspaper, da-da, your feature photo.
Yeah, newspaper, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Didn't you take a picture of her?
No, Angela came and snapped the picture.
I'm making this up. I don't know. I've seen the movies. I swear, it's just been a while, and I wasn't in those scenes. So
he
it's
only
not really
cares
fair.
About. Yeah,
yeah.
That's the hard part. Okay, next question.
I just want to say that I'm really into the buzzer thing. So
I don't want to do. I'll do it over here. I don't want to go into labor.
Jeez. Well, that would we'd have a spike in ratings.
Wow, that would be good. Okay, who said this line in Breaking Dawn Part 1? This really is a family as strong as the one I was born into.
I know this one.
Because we just rewatched it.
Jacob.
Yeah.
Yeah. He says it to Carlisle, though.
That's what I
said. As you stand
there
very proud of your family and also accepting Jacob in that moment. This is a big moment. Between,
I should have known that one.
I know.
Yeah. I think that's why it sounded familiar to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. In the book, there are actually, what do you call it, ABCD?
If we just wait.
It's more fun if you don't, though. All right. Okay. In the book.
True.
Twice in a row. Gotcha.
Sorry.
I don't want to know my startled face is like okay. In slow motion. There's going to be a meme
soon.
Oh,
yeah. Let's do that. Add that to the bloopers.
Okay. In the book New Moon, which university does Carlisle teach part-time at after the Cullens left Forks? Let me know if you want the
multiple choice. Let's do multiple choice on it.
A, Stanford. B, Cornell. C, Harvard. D, Yale.
Well, I'm going to go with an Ivy League school.
Why do I not know this? This is really sad.
I feel like
guys.
Harvard would be bad. Too obvious.
Yeah, I think it's what is
Stanford,
it?
Cornell, say, Harvard, or Yale.
I think Stanford or Cornell. Same.
You go one,
I'll go the other.
Is it Stanford or Cornell?
Is it one of those?
Is it one of those?
Yep.
It is one.
I'm going to go Stanford. What?
It's Cornell.
I mean, I'm going to go Cornell.
Literally everyone on here, it's just like Cornell. Brrr. It's great. Oh, no, we have one Yale from Bella. Bella, you're wrong. No. Okay. What is Renesmee's middle name?
Esme.
I don't even know this.
Renesmee's middle name?
It's Ren and then Esme.
What are the options?
I'm kidding.
I don't know who came up with these options, but this is hilarious.
You're like, it's Carlisle.
Yeah. Carlisle. Carlisle.
I really need to read the options.
Okay.
I have to reread these books.
Edwina?
Okay,
Edwina?
Yeah.
Edwina?
Edwina Jones.
Jacoby?
Oh my God, my friend Jared. Okay. First of all, you know Jared, my old assistant?
Yeah,
we used to say Edwina all the time, but I'm pretty sure that's not correct.
It's John Jacob Jingleheimer Schmidt. Edwina Jones.
Okay.
Edwina, Jacoby, Allison, or Carly?
I would say Allison Carly. Allison or Carly? I'm going to say Carly. Boom. Yeah, you have to get Carly's on there.
Everyone knows that one too. Okay, Carly. Wow.
Oh, not is that Carly on Charlie?
Yeah. Renesmee Carly.
That makes sense.
Yeah. That's a name.
That's a name.
Yeah.
That's a name for you.
Okay. In the
I just
first...
want to preface this and tell my parents I will not be doing that. Thank you.
Oh, gosh.
You're
can
not
you imagine?
Combine their names? What are their names?
Michelle and Joe.
So what would it be?
Mildjoe?
Joe?
Well, Joe is passed down to her brother.
Joelle
would work. Okay. Mm. Probably still not going to go with that. Or
it's like the middle names get handed down.
Carly.
Or
Mildjoe.
Or Joe...
Did you say Mildjoe?
Mildjoe.
Mildjoe, yeah.
Mildjoe.
Carly.
Mildjoe.
Or Carlisle.
Izzle.
Carlisle.
Carlisle Izzle.
I shall name him Carlisle.
Okay. Last one. In the first film, what does Charlie put in Bella's bag before she goes to prom with Edward?
A
weapon. What's the options?
Everyone knows this one.
I think I know it, but I just want to know that. I think I know it, but I just want to.
What's the multiple choice?
Because she's like, I don't think I should have this. It's that scene, right?
Pepper spray, gum, taser, tactical pen.
Pepper spray.
Yes.
Pepper spray. Nailed it.
Gum? Was that supposed to say gun?
Gun.
Maybe he wanted her to have fresh
gum.
Gum.
I was going to say
a cactus.
The cactus.
You gave a cactus. Another cactus. I hear you like cactuses.
Oh, it's funny.
I forgot once we were doing, I think we were together in France or something. We were doing an autograph signing at a Comic-Con and this fan came with, dressed as Bella with a cute little cactus.
She travels with that from Arizona to Forks the whole time it's in her hand.
But I forgot that Bella had a cactus. So I thought it was like her little pet, support cactus.
Her
and I said, do you have a name for your cactus? And she was like,
Arizona.
Like, it was the weirdest Arizona. Question to her. And she's like, no. And then I realized, oh my God, like, as soon as I said it, I was like, oh, she's Bella.
Do you have a name for your cactus?
What would you name your cactus?
Carly. Spike.
Carly.
Spike.
Carly.
Okay. Oh, so we actually get to pick a winner because...
Oh, sorry, I'm busy reading.
Yeah.
I don't think I won.
I think
I failed.
I think we're picking a winter because I think everyone got to participate. So the producers are going to look at the winners.
Oh, cool.
Oh, that's
awesome.
Exciting. Yeah. Thank you guys for playing. This has been so fun.
And you guys will win a pink marker.
Yeah.
That's the prizes.
All right. It's his pink marker that I just gifted him and he re-gifted to you.
We have the winners here.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. The winner is Jen Beck. And the runner-up is Natasha McClinch.
Natasha McClinch.
Do you guys want what we had for you, or do you want this marker? Is the question.
Or do you want this
the artwork?
This drawing.
Yeah, these two will come as a package.
Now we got something cool we'll send.
Okay. Yeah, there's actually something cool. I actually, you guys will maybe get something from my
cactus.
So I was saying, it's kind of hard to find Twilight Spy now. Like, it's not, you know, if you go to eBay or whatever. So I went through all my stuff and brought in a bag of my own belongings to give away.
Oh, that's so sweet. Yeah. So, I mean, you're going to part with those? That's really sweet.
Mm-hmm.
I'm keeping mine. I've got a box of stuff.
I kept some stuff, but there's some other things. I think I actually brought the game that we played in when we were still in Portland? Was that Portland or after?
I think it was up in Canada.
Yeah, it might have been Canada, but that game is in there.
Your mom sent me some stuff, too. Thanks, Mom. For this.
Yeah. Oh, she did?
Yeah.
I remember they gave us, like a Twilight leather jacket with like the Cullen crest on it.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
And I just like, my daughter was 15 at the time. And I thought like, this was like so cool for Twilight fans. Like anybody would have loved to have that, right? So I said as a good dad, I was like, hey, do you want this jacket with the Cullen crest on the back? And she goes, I'm not going to be a billboard for your movie, Dad. I was like, okay.
She's like, ugh.
That's really funny. My 4-year-old son the other day.
Now the Twilight's back around, though.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
He put on my Alice necklace.
Oh, yeah.
And then he looks at me. He says, Mommy, I'm off to the studio now.
Aw.
He's so cute.
He was so cute. Okay. Yeah.
This
is a different off tangent, but just reminded me of a story with my daughter who was like, she was like 12 at the time. And she had this little necklace in it, and it was from Coach, you know, brand Coach. Mm-hmm. And I said, where'd you get that? And she goes, I think Mom got it on an airplane. It's from Coach. And I was like, I don't think that's from an airplane. Yeah,
that is so cute. Yeah.
It's got it from Coach. I had someone once give me a like Chanel, like a vintage Chanel thing. And they were like, I think it's Coach. And I was like, yeah, totally.
Who is this person? Can I have their number?
I can tell you after.
Oh, my goodness.
It's great. It was a come up. Okay. We're going to.
I think it's Chanel. Not Chanel.
Chanel.
I think you're pronouncing it wrong.
Well, apparently it's Coach Chanel. Apparently it's from the airplane.
I don't know which channel, but it's from one of the channels.
Yeah.
Yeah.
English Channel.
And Gookie. Gookie.
Oh, you guys. Gookie. We have the blooper reel.
Shall we put our headphones on.
Okay. Oh, we have to put our headphones on.
All right. Figure out how to work my headphones.
I won't hear it.
No, we can't hear it.
Just kidding.
You guys will have to act it out. You guys will have to act it out.
Enjoy.
Can you play it on that computer and just put the sound up?
It'll probably come through later.
Hello. We're back.
Hello.
Hello.
It's me.
It's me.
I thought that this part was really cute, not only because I've been married and I remember this whole experience for me, but sorry, I just totally lost my train of thought.
Rewind.
Okay. yeah, because we have just skipped way forward.
Or how many times we say fetus?
Fetus among us.
Fetus. How's your fetus? Oh, your fetus grows up fast. Why did I turn into an Irish woman? Fetus. Oh, your fetus.
Help.
I can feel that I'm getting wacky.
We need sleep.
Okay.
You don't know me.
You don't know me. I cry.
For little.
All right, here we go. So complicated.
Bear with me, kids. It's going to be a day. Okay. At the end of the day, at the... Fucking center yourself, bitch. Okay.
The way that we did with the mannequin for... Oh my God.
I'm sorry, the things going through my head are so inappropriate. He's like afraid he's going to eat her to death. I'm crying.
Oh my God. I'm actually crying.
Okay.
Ooh.
I can't. It's so appropriate and inappropriate this thing.
I know, but he really is afraid he's gonna eat her to death.
How'd she go out?
I'm crying. Same. Oh, no, tissues loud.
Holy fuck, okay.
Well, they're gonna be like, why did we just cut away from them? And now tissues. They're both crying.
They're like, how much of this do we have to edit out? Oh my God.
And
why is her makeup all over her face?
Okay. Oh my God. Put your clothes on, girl. Put your clothes on.
This is what it would be if we drank during this.
We should.
It'd be a very different podcast.
Oh
okay.
My goodness.
She said that this part was like 6 minutes long where we were just like under the table crying.
That was a day.
How often do you do it? Like once a week?
Yeah, usually. Well, that was fun.
That's us, everyone.
They were so drunk.
Gosh, yeah.
Just
pregnant and drunk. That's our next podcast. That's our next
pregnant
podcast.
Pregnant and drunk.
Yeah, that's our next podcast.
I'm sure it'll go well. I'm happy to report that I have not gotten drunk one time during my pregnancy. So
you're welcome, baby.
This was so fun.
This has been so fun. I just want to keep going, but we have to go. To let you go home and do things and I have nothing to do, but anyways, thank you all so much for being a part of this and tuning in.
Guys.
There is going to be a new episode that's going to drop for The Twilight Effect on Tuesday. So wherever you listen to your podcast, please tune in. If possible, since it's going to, it's going to be a guest episode. So make it possible. you guys don't want to miss it. It's going to be great. Please keep rating us and reviewing us. It is so important to us. And if you bought a ticket for the after party, hang tight because we are going to be answering all of your questions.
I love a good after party.
Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you guys so much. I have a blast. I love the Twilight fans and I love you.
I love you too.
And now I'm getting to love you too.
Oh, thank you.
So
everyone's working on it. No.
Thank you guys for showing up.
Yeah, hopefully you enjoyed it. Yeah. I know it was a little silly, but this was super fun. Thank you all for all of your remarks and being so kind to us about our readings. You're amazing. We love you so much. Have a beautiful night, and we'll catch some of you guys at the after party.
Carlizzle out.
Okay, as expected, that was so fun. What did you think? How did you feel? Did you have less of a heart attack?
It wasn't as bad as I thought it was. Like, I thought I was going to look at myself and be like, oh, girl, you were
No, you're like fully immersed in this now. You're good. You're Gucci.
That doesn't mean I don't get nervous still. I mean, that was like, well, first of all, I made the mistake of also having a coffee before that. So I got there and had like, you know, the coffee. I don't know. I stopped drinking coffee actually for this reason because I'm realizing it actually doesn't do me any good whatsoever.
I always find matcha does me much better than coffee.
Yeah, maybe I need a... I don't know. We'll see. But it wasn't as bad as I thought it would be.
No, I think it was really good. I think you were great.
Looking at myself. Yeah, there was just so many things flying past. Like, I couldn't even keep up with it. So I was scrolling back and, you know, yeah, it was fun to rewatch for sure.
Well, I think you did a great job. Peter was amazing. I hope that everyone else enjoyed it as much as we did.
I love the reenactments from you guys. As Bella. It was just so good.
I was like, I'm going to get just burned at the stake for this, but everyone's so nice. Everyone is really nice.
Yeah, they get it. They get it. All right. As always, I want to say thank you so much for listening. If there's something that you want us to cover or you have any ideas for our next episode, please, please, please write into twilight@castmedia.com and leave us a voicemail at speakpipe.com/twilight. Keep dropping us those ratings and reviews because it really helps us out. And do not forget to follow and subscribe to the show. Next week, we're going to be back with a brand new episode. So don't miss out.
On holiday, there's nothing like doing nothing. As an Expedia member, you can save up to 30% when you add a hotel to your flight, so you can go out there with great ambition to do absolutely nothing for less. Expedia, made to travel.